We're going to look today at the second part of a series that we began the last time I had the privilege to speak, titled The Purification of God's Church. The first time we spoke, we identified the purification of God's church as taking place at the Sunday Law, and that at the Sunday Law, probation closes for Seventh-day Adventists, and we are seeking to demonstrate that from the Bible and Spirit of Prophecy. In the first presentation, we identified these truths connected with the close of probation and the Sunday Law and the purification of God's church as truths that have been lost sight of in the 150 years of Adventism. And the one key passage that we started with is from the Great Controversy, page 594 in our last presentation, and it says, "The events connected with the close of probation and the work of preparation for the time of trouble are clearly presented, but multitudes have no more understanding of these important truths than if they have never been revealed." And the premise of this study is that the understanding of the close of probation is something that's clear in the Bible and Spirit of Prophecy. It's spoken of throughout the parables of Jesus, throughout the Old Testament prophets, and the Spirit of Prophecy talks about it a great deal. And many people today in Adventism do not recognize that the close of probation for Seventh-day Adventists and its connection with the Sunday Law is one of the most important understandings that God has for us in this day and age. Now, to begin this presentation on showing different places in the Bible, the Spirit of Prophecy, where the close of probation is illustrated, we're going to start with the testimony of Ezekiel, and we're going to title this presentation, Part 2, The Last Work, because what we're going to look at in Ezekiel, Sister White, in more than one place, calls the last work for God's church. But we want to start with a principle here that you can find in Selected Messages, Book 3, page 338, where Sister White says, "Each of the ancient prophets spoke less for their own time than for ours, so that their prophesying is in force for us." And if each of the ancient prophets spoke more for our day than the day in which they lived, then there's an important prophetic understanding that comes out of that statement, and it is this, that all the ancient prophets were telling the same story. If they all spoke for our day, then they had to be telling the story of our day. And there are certain things that are going to take place in our day